Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humble as we know how. Oh God, we ask that you will search our hearts, Lord, be merciful unto us and forgive. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will stop by here and that you will manifest your powers. Let your glory be revealed. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will incline your ear and hear our prayer, Lord Jesus. We call on you, Lord God, and we ask for strength today. We ask, God, that you will lift heavy burdens. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, lay your hand upon us. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus, make every will whole. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, be merciful, Lord. Look on those on the prayer list, Lord, one by one, name by name. Touch, Lord. Work out their situations. Heal, Lord. Make whole. Answer prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, be merciful and stop by, Lord God. make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are praying, God, for those who are feeling weak and feeling like their faith is failing, oh, God. Be merciful, Lord, and give them strength today, oh, my God, and build up their faith that they may continue to believe and to trust in you, Lord. Help your people everywhere, oh God, one by one and name by name. We are praying, God, that you will look on all the mothers today, Lord, that you will give them strength, that you will guide them in the way that you want them to go. The Lord God, let your blessings be upon them, oh Lord, and save those who are not saved. Lord, those who are neglecting their children, change their hearts and their minds and let them care for the children. In the name of Jesus, have mercy today, oh God. Be merciful, Lord, and work wonders, Lord God. We are praying, Lord, for those who are dealing with bereavement. Give them comfort and consolation. Help them during this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, God, that you will have your way and let your will be done. Let this ministry be blessed, oh God. Let it be a blessing to someone who is listening, oh God. Let a special blessing come upon them, oh Lord, and overtake them, my God. Bless, Lord Jesus, with the blessing that we stand in need of. For you know all about our situations, and we come before you right now asking you to have mercy and to let your grace abound. Yes, we believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for your holy visitation, oh God. We thank you for the burdens being lifted, oh God. We thank you for healing today, Lord. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord, and for what you're doing even now. We praise your name and we magnify you. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer being prayed by Evangelist Hameen. And good afternoon and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all because you can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. We invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God today. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 73rd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Again, that's the 73rd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung up to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in certain places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into destruction? Excuse me. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terrors. Thank God for the reading of his word. The 73rd number of Psalm, the first of the 19 verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into Prayer Works Ministry today. And we realize that today is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers and to my own mother. And again, our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. And on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Miguel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast. You can access it by dialing 605-373-5995, and that access code is 565-2166. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 12 o'clock noonday prayer each day there as well. So if you're in the area, feel free to stop on by. And we are praying for all the souls that are on our prayer list. And added to our prayer list, we're praying for Miles Simpkins, Sister Mary Brown, Gwendolyn Marshall, the bereaved Friedman family, Evangelist Ruth Thompson. Please pray a special prayer for her. She was admitted. She in the hospital. I received a text that she was in the hospital. So we're praying for her and all the souls that are on our prayer list. And at this time, we're going to ask, if I had no more announcements, we're going to ask if Evangelist Miguel wouldn't mind just coming, and delivering some words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word from the 73rd number Psalm. And I tell you, it was beautiful thoughts that were read in those scriptures. And I thought on the last verse where it says, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord that I may declare all thy works. And surely I have put my trust in the Lord. And I want to encourage every one of the believers in Christ to please put your trust in the Lord. And he will work everything out for you. He will take you through whatever test, whatever trial that you must go through, and whatever comes in your life, trust in the Lord, and he will take you through. And I want to encourage the people of God to labor for God while you have a chance, because after a while, heyday is coming, and the Bible says, I must work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. So I exhort you to labor and trust in the Lord, and he will bring it to pass. And thank God for that word once again. And now we want to prepare our hearts to hear the word of God coming through the woman of God, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God once again for blessing us. Just thank God for prayer. Thank the Lord for those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Evangelist May and that opening scripture as well. We do thank God for all of you who took the time to tune in. And I know that a lot of people are probably busy doing many things today because of Mother's Day, but just taking a little time out to pray and to hear the word of God. And it indeed is a blessing. So we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to try to be brief on this afternoon, but I do have a few scriptures I would like to bring forth and move on out of the way. First, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we call on you right now, Lord, asking you to speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, oh God, minister to us through your word. Lord God, you know exactly what we all need, and we ask, Lord, that you will provide that
through your word today. We believe you, Lord, and we count it done. And, Lord, we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And being that today is Mother's Day, the scripture I would like to talk about is in Proverbs, the 31st chapter. Just a few verses here and there. Verse 1, verse 10, and verses 25 through 31. Proverbs 31, verse 1, King James Version, reads, "The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him." Going down to verse 10, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." Now going down to 25, "Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And this afternoon, I'd like to leave this thought with you. Let us strive to live a godly life. Let us strive to live a godly life. And this is dedicated to the mothers today. Praise the Lord. And to anyone who is listening, whether you're a mother or not, we all should strive to live a godly life. And this is a king who is bringing forth these words, the prophecy that his mother taught him, and mothers who strive to live a godly life. God uses them to teach their children the ways of God and all the different attributes that were mentioned. After this question, who can find a virtuous woman? And should you find one, her price is far above rubies. So in other words, the things that God placed in us, they can't be bought. Praise the Lord. They are priceless. Mm-hmm. And we all belong to God. Therefore, we ought to strive to live like God wants us to live. I know that on this day, a lot of people, they are happy. They're out there with their mother and, you know, they're around their mother and doing different things with their mothers and all. And this day can also be very heavy for some who have lost their mother. Their mother is no longer there. All they have are the memories. And some of them have much hurt and much pain. But God is a mother to us, saying we need him to be. And this is why I feel this urge to just pray, because somebody is not happy today. Somebody is struggling and they are feeling heavy-hearted. And only God can lift that burden. Only God can be there to carry them through this difficult time for them. Praise the Lord. And so I'm just trying to be brief and just encourage each of us to strive to be what God wants us to be, to live the way God wants us to live. And as I just think about the things mentioned in verses 25 through 31, strength and honor
are her clothing. She's clothed with strength and honor. She's a strong woman, woman of God, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Along with that, when she opens her mouth, wisdom comes forth. Her tongue is the law of kindness in her tongue. And when you hear the different ones talk about what they learned from their mothers, and they begin to incorporate that in their lives later on, how they mention, well, I never thought that I would be like my mother. I never thought I would do these things, and I didn't understand what my mom was talking about, but now I see it clearly. You know, so the things that the mothers pass on to the children, so let it be something that can help them in their lives, especially teaching them the ways of the Lord. As I look at different things and see how mothers, young mothers today, they don't even want the children. They don't treat the children right. They don't even feed the children. They let them starve to death. You know, and sometimes CPS might intervene, take the children away. Somebody dropped the ball. They don't really investigate, and they let the children go back into the care of these mothers who don't care about their children, and then the children end up dead. They're getting abused. It's terrible what's happening to some children. And when they don't pay attention to what's going on, when somebody doesn't reach out, then the children are in danger. So today, I urge you to strive to live a godly life and to help somebody else. If you see a mother who's struggling, lend a helping hand. Because you never know how can help that individual to be a better mother. Glory be to God. It can encourage them to let them know they're not alone. They're not by themselves. But it'll encourage them to even do better. Some of them need that kind of intervention just to do what they're supposed to do. So being a mother is a ministry. This is something we don't often talk about, but being a mother is a great responsibility, and it is a ministry indeed, because you're taking care of your family, you're ministering to their needs. You know, you have a lot to do as a mother. Praise be to God. But living a godly life, God will help us do what we are supposed to do. And we can be one of those virtuous mothers, amen, with a price far above rubies. So I'm encouraging you today to just live the way God wants you to live. And somebody sang a song saying, may the works I've done speak for me. From verse 31, give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. You don't have to go around boasting and bragging and saying all kind of things that you've done. But the work that you do, it will praise you. It'll speak for you. The life that you live, it'll speak for you. You don't have to say one word. Somebody else will speak on your behalf. But just do the work. Just labor and do it to the glory and honor of God. Praise the Lord. And I pray that God will continue to bless all the mothers out there, and that you will strive to live a godly life, to do what God has called you to do, And the Lord will bless you greatly. He will bless your household. If you're married, he'll bless your husband, your children, if you strive to live a godly life. So we thank God for the word of God. And, you know, take some time and read that whole chapter, because it's so much beauty in it. It's so much we can learn from this chapter, Proverbs 31. Amen. But I just wanted to go over a few of those verses in there. And I pray that the verses have been a blessing to you today. And at this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast back over to Evangelist May for our closing prayer. God bless you.
Praise God. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God coming through Evangelist Amin. We thank you for this day set aside as Mother's Day. Help us to receive the word of God. Help us to live a godly life before you. Help us to strive to enter in at the straight gate. Help us to strive to do all that we can do that we might be saved. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I pray that you look on the listeners, touch and bless them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Let thy will be done in their lives. Help them to live a godly life. Help them to receive the word of God that they might grow thereby. In thy name, Lord, we are looking to you, trusting in you, and taking you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail. I pray that you bless each and every mother, oh Lord. Help them to be the mother that you are calling for. Help them to do that which is right and pleasing in your sight. Help them, oh Lord, to learn how to serve you in the beauty of holiness. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch and bless in a special way. Save the unsaved, those who have mothers that are not saved. We pray that you will save them, bring them to the light that they may walk therein. Have mercy, O Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hand, O Lord. Save to the uttermost, fill with the Holy Ghost. Deliver, O Lord, all those souls that are bound and need deliverance. We pray that you touch them, O Lord. Show them the way, O Lord. Help them to receive you into their lives. Oh, my God, we know you're able to take them through. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world. Bless, oh, Lord, strengthen and encourage. Help your people to stand and go through. Look on all the mothers throughout the world. We pray that you will touch them, oh, Lord. Help them to look to your trust in you and take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer, and we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the messenger.
Jesus.
And we pray that you will continue to bless her and help her to continue to do your will and preach your word in the name of Jesus. This prayer we pray, we thank you for all things, and we pray this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer being prayed by Evangelist Newdell. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Hameen, saying, let us strive to live a godly life. And I found that some women who have children, a lot of them who have children, they're constantly striving to be perceived as good mothers. They feel this pressure that they put on themselves by, you know, by society to mother their children a certain way. And if they don't, they feel really guilty. Like they feel like they're a bad mom, and but there are some who they treat their children almost it seems like less than human, and they don't use the words of kindness. Like they cuss them out, yank them all around, and abuse them. But King Lemuel's mom, his mother, she began to outline the traits of a virtuous woman, and. You know, not saying that children won't try you and everything, but if you're struggling with a godly life, I believe God will lead you and guide you in how to deal with them. And some might say, well, I don't have children. Well, I don't have children, but we can still strive to be virtuous women. Amen. I want to open up the the broadcast for anyone who, any clergy who might have remarks, first starting with Evangelist Maybell. Any other clergy if you like to call in and have remarks, you're certainly welcome. But God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for such a beautiful message. The Word of God is precious. Glory to God. If we just receive the Word of God, we will be blessed. And the Lord will show us how to strive to do that which is right and to live a godly life. And praise God, if we read those scriptures as the preacher spoke of, and we continue to read those scriptures, you'll get more out of that word, and it'll tell you some things about what you should be doing, how you can be a good mother to your children. And I thank God because the Word of God said, he that doeth the will of my Father is the same as my mother. And praise God, if you're in the Lord, you're the same, praise God, as the mother. And you don't have to try to prove anything to anybody, but as long as you are in Christ, you are a mother. Whether you have children or not, you still can be a mother in the Lord. Praise God. So we thank God for the precious word of God. We want to encourage Evangelist Hameen, who is a mother. We encourage her to continue working and laboring for the Lord because payday is coming after a while, and it's going to pay off. Praise God. We are praying for you and for this broadcast ministry, and I ask that you keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, and happy Mother's Day to you, Evangelist Maybell. And again, to all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. And to those who might not have given birth but have mother children, happy Mother's Day to you, too. And thank God for Evangelist Maybell and Evangelist Hameen, any other clergy on the line or anyone who wants to give remarks, have something to say. And if not, we thank God for you anyway, praying for you. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and words of encouragement. And happy Mother's Day once again to all the mothers, to you, Evangelist May, and to you, daughter. Your little nieces and nephew, they think you're their mother too. So
they really do.
They look to you like a mother. So happy Mother's Day to you. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God. Amen. Now, was it someone, something else that, if not, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon, and we pray that you will enjoy the rest of your day and that God will bless you. And again, to all the mothers, please have a happy Mother's Day, and we ask you to keep us in your prayers, and we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it's the Lord's will. Praise God. Until then, may God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.